Hi there. Happy Sunday and welcome to Enter the Light. This is Lynn Bleasdale and I'm here with my two beautiful co-hosts, Tony Jorgensen, Jessica Marie Tatro, and also my beautiful co-host, Jaden, in spirit, who just comes on with us and is one of the coolest guys I know. So today, folks, we're talking about reincarnation. How does it work? What is it? Jessica, Jaden and Tony, do you guys want to have a look at that question? What's on your mind about reincarnation? Been here before? Been there, done that?
Yeah. Ooh, wow. That's a huge, huge topic. And it could, this topic can go on for hours. As far as reincarnation, from what I understand, and I learned so much from my son, Jaden, which Lynn was speaking about when he transitioned into spirit at 10 years old in year 2012. And since that time, I know that Jaden has incarnated, meaning not as his same person, I think a lot of people, but an aspect of their oversoul, which Jaden is a fragment, a piece, an energy flow of that. And that's where we have the oversoul. And from that oversoul, from what I understand, we can split off because we are multidimensional. Once we do transition home, we can actually incarnate and split off anywhere from 8 to 10 times. And that's just so hard for the mind sometimes to comprehend. I know that my son Jaden has a transition in 2012. He has incarnated twice, and he is a little boy in both his incarnations now. So it's very interesting. And then having this understanding, knowing, wow, there's a fragment, there's a piece of my son. You know, I mean, they share the same soul, basically. It's just so fascinating. And when you do have that awareness and understanding, it just makes living very interesting when you're watching it. You're watching it all play out. It's very interesting. So that's pretty much what I know so far. Tony?
Yeah, and Marianne just joined us, Lynn, and her dad's name is William.
William, I thought so. I wrote down Bill, but I couldn't be for sure.
Yeah,
okay.
And Bill, he goes by Bill. Yeah.
Okay.
He goes by Bill.
All right, fabulous. Wonderful.
We'll try not to get it confused because my dad, Bill, is also in spirit.
Okay,
oh,
cool.
Oh, my goodness.
We've got Bill.
Well,
we got Bill's hanging out. It could have been Jessica's dad, too.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. I don't know, but all the Williams are welcome.
Yeah. How about Gennaro? Have you heard from Gene lately? I always want to know if you've heard from him. I think he's busy doing work. That's my dad. But anyway, about reincarnation, I truly believe my whole family is from back east, and I was born and partially raised in New York City and Miami, and my family all resides there except for me. I had to come out west. So I believe, and I haven't done a past life regression yet or anything like that, but in my own it's going through my own history that I have been able to learn about myself is that I feel that I was either in a saloon, one of my past lives, because I've always been really intrigued with bartending, and I did bartend for a long time, but I feel like I was in like a saloon girl back in the day in the West in a little town called Rifle, Colorado, and that's where I felt most comfortable in my life. And then I think the second one of my other lives, I ended up in Utah where I am now, and I felt most comfortable here for the last 27 years is because I feel that I have something to do with the Indians. So I really am connected with Indian spirits or Indian women. In fact, there was a missing Indian woman on a reservation last year, and one of my friends who knows that I, you know, can do some medium work, reached out to me. She grew up with her, and she was missing in the woods, and I found her. I connected with her, and they found her in front of her car down this road. And so I really have a connection with that somehow. I don't know any other reincarnations. Like, I don't know if my parents or any of my family have reincarnated to anything around me, but I just, you know, feel very strongly about those, which is really cool, I think.
Yeah. It's a lot of it is what you bring into this current physical reality, the talents. Mm. Some people have abilities or talents, or they know how to do stuff without really knowing how they know, you know.
Yeah.
Marianne, have you ever had a familiarity with a past life in this physical journey? You know what I mean? You're sort of like, wow, I've been here, I've done that, I've felt this before, you know. Had that ever?
But for me, it's not so much here in U.S., it's Europe. I felt very comfortable in Europe. And then when I did a reading with you, you mentioned the south of France.
Wow.
Came from a past life. So,
fabulous, yeah.
Which made so much sense to me. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I know that... I was going to talk about the Sacred Embers team. I don't think you guys have met them, all of them yet, but you will. I keep meaning to add you to the group. But we discovered that a bunch of us had been on the Titanic together when it went down, and we had known each other from that. And it wasn't all sort of people on the upper deck. We were like the slobs in the basement, you know, shoveling coal and doing laundry for people and stuff. And we were sort of... what do you call it, the steerage or whatever, but anyway, we had all sort of gone
That's
down
cool.
at the same time. Ryan was one of them. Shannon, I'm trying to think, we'll have to do a show on this again, and I'll get these guys to come on and talk about it, but I
can totally see that.
Where were you, Jessica? Were you there?
I'm not sure. I haven't even tapped into my past lives yet. I mean, I just haven't, but that feels right. Like when you talk about it, I'm like, wow.
You should check it
I
out.
I may
because,
have been there. Yeah,
because I know Ryan just kind of randomly went to you, like his energy was called to you, and he pulled you into the team, right? So there must have been a recognition there from him, I'm pretty sure. You guys knew each other somehow.
Yeah, all of it definitely resonates. Like,
that's crazy to me too, because when I feel somewhat connected to that also, I was just going to say, I think another one of my past lives was on a ship. And you and I have talked about that last week, that we felt connected. I wonder if all of us were there.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
I wouldn't doubt
it at all.
Together.
I wouldn't doubt it at all, because usually, you know, when people find themselves in, like, we have all just kind of been basically united and brought back together in this lifetime to kind of do what we're doing together and how we work together as a team. And that usually does remain consistent as far as souls go from one life to the next. It's really interesting, and it gets very extensive.
Yeah, it is. It's fabulous. It's like to infinity and beyond. It's like where did it start and where does it, you know? I mean, I don't know, if we don't take care of our Earth, we may not be able to live on her much longer. But I'm told that there's a vast number of planets and places to be reincarnated to. It's not just this beautiful Earth. But it kind of boggles the mind. But I just want to bring our first caller in, because I think that's Kim. Is this Kim? Kimberly?
Yes.
Hi, I just wanted to bring you into the reincarnation convo, because you're another person I know. You brought the shaman energy, the healer energy from past lives into your current life, right? And it's what you're kind of working on now.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So that's very cool. Yeah, so I know. And then so we, a lot of times we carry on our work from so where it left off. I often get a feeling from a past existence that I was blocked as a, I feel like make a musician or an artist or something, but a war got in the way. And whenever I think about the people who are just blocked from their day-to-day lives because of the war situation or some kind of political upheaval, they're just trying to be artists and they're just trying to do their work. And I include like the healers and the natural remedy people and all the people that are just trying to like live their life and make it a little better place. And then all this war stuff comes in and I get this real feeling like I've been there before. My work was interrupted before by warfare or some kind of political strife. And it makes me really mad because it's like, not this time, boys, you know. But do you so do you have much recall, Kim, of your past work or your past lives?
So what I've learned, because I've had one past life regression, what I've learned is they called me a witch and they went on a witch hunt for me. And found me, and I died. And then in another life, I spoke up, and people were after me. And this was like in the Middle Ages, or in the Middle Ages, and people were after me because I spoke up, and I died that way too. So it brings me back to me speaking up now. I told y'all
right.
That situation. Me speaking up now, and even with the, I think I was in Asia, some part of Asia, and I was a healer, yet I had to move on the outskirts because people were looking for me because I was healing people. So, yeah.
Wow.
That's cool.
Wow. So, again, that's you're being interrupted by.
You're still healing people. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, you haven't seen anything yet. Watch this lady go. Seriously. And that's what we're here for, is to be the biggest and best versions of ourselves, you know, when we're on the earth, you know. But I feel like we do bring a lot of not unfinished business, but a passion or a vocation, a calling that we bring it to our present life. And if you're not able to heed that call for whatever reason, you're going to feel it in your soul, like I should be here or should just put that on. Sorry, go ahead.
Can I just tell you, when I was listening, I think it was my higher self talking, saying that you're frustrated because your soul is not doing what it's supposed to be doing right now.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's
and you know,
because that card came up for you that you're frustrated. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, that's amazing. That's wonderful. Yeah. Well, since we've got you, Kimberly, like, did you have anything particular on your mind when you called in? Did you want to, like, ask any questions or anything that we can look at for you?
Well, I've been thinking about business. I woke up meditation and reading. But I've been thinking about my own business and what I thought. I know I talked to you about the website, and I don't know if it's because of my personality or my sign or because I have a type A personality. You know, what to do first.
That's normal. Yeah, okay. Absolutely normal. Yeah, and we talked too about you being a Renaissance soul, and that you know, all it's a wonderful, wonderful thing. There's so like, where do you choose? Where do you start? What you know? Because everything's as important as the next thing. And I forgot to tell you, Kimberly, too, that I got I think it's a totem, I guess. It's the firefly came in for you, and I completely forgot when I saw your number on the call board. So I'll tell you what, I'm going to put you over to whoever would like to go next, and I'm just going to look up the firefly spirit animal coming in for you.
I can go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, please
go
do.
Go ahead, Jessica.
Hi, Kimberly. This is Jessica.
Hi.
Hi. This is so cool. Hi. I thought you were actually, like, came on to the show with us, and I was confused whether you wanted, like, guidance or a reading or what. So when you were talking, I started shuffling, and before you even, you know, was asking your question, and this card totally flew out for you. And I think it's perfect and pretty much indicative of, you know, even you talking about your past lives and what you've learned from that. And so let me just read the card. It's really cool. It says, know your truth. Dogma is a set of rules, principles, or beliefs that have been created by human in this physical dimension with the expectation of being followed by others. So this is kind of accurate, you know, as far as what you were talking about and what many of us have encountered in past lives, which is that persecution, so to speak, you know what I mean, for having healing abilities or, you know, intuition, healing abilities or seeing, knowing, you know, stuff like that. So I thought that was really neat. It says, from a soul perspective, dogmatic thinking is a facade because each soul has its own truth, and that path is not to be shared by all because that path will not best serve all. With assistance from your guides, your higher self has created a unique blueprint for your soul's journey that cannot be fulfilled by following the rules set forth by another. And we've all encountered that time and time again. The language of the soul is intuition, and you have the ability to be in constant contact with it. You instinctively know if something is not right or wrong for you. Many beliefs concerning the mysteries of spirit will cross your human path, and you will innately know which one to hold on to and which one to discard. If something resonates with you, keep it. If it doesn't make sense to you, then it's not right for you. You are the creator of your belief system that works best for you. The mantra of this card is to thy own self be true. And wow, isn't that interesting, you guys? And I think it's like we were all just kind of talking about it. And, you know, and I think that's a lot of the reason why we're here, too, to kind of step into that role and embrace it, you know. That was an awesome card. That was for you, Kimberly. Awesome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Beautiful.
Did you want me to go, Lynn? Or
oh, yeah, absolutely. Whoever's ready to go, absolutely.
Sure. Hi, Kimberly. It's Tony. So it's funny because you said you're bored, and so the card that came up for you is I have a really colorful deck that Marianne gave me, and it's this beautiful lady just sitting there bored to death. And with the four cups. And it says, if you're finding yourself bored, unsatisfied, or frustrated with your current situation, know that you are likely missing the vibrant landscapes that are present just beyond your vision. Often we become so focused on our own perspective that in our own feelings about a situation that we prevent us from noticing the arrival of an extraordinary opportunity and remarkable things. If you remain open to shifting ever so lightly in the order to see your situation in a fantastic new light, you will learn that the present moment is filled with the most dynamic magic. Instead of focusing on what you don't have right now, focus on what you do. Even better, spend energy focusing your thoughts on the experiences that you will create in the future. Take time to meditate and slow your mind, and it will show you that life is better than it seems. It's up to you to shift into the abundance availability to you right now. I see the fullness and richness of my life. So I think your spirit guides are going to guide you into what's first, you know, in that new business. So
agree.
Was that? Yeah.
Yeah. When you read that card, that chills. Everything you said reverberated through me. Thank you.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm. I'm happy to help.
Lovely. Marianne, is anything coming in for you, hon?
Yeah, so the answer that I got is just that, hang on, let me pull it back up. So have you been asking for something, Kim? Have you been asking specifically for something? Okay. Because the card that I got says, in the next few months, what you are asking about will occur. Divine timing means that other people's free will choices are involved. So keep the faith while all the pieces of this puzzle come together and the situation resolves itself beautifully. So, gosh, it sounds like you are on your way, girl.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Wow. I get the feeling that you know that you're such an old soul, that you know so much of what's going on and what's happening in your life, and you just needed confirmation that you are on the right path, and you are. Then you've got really strong intuition. It sounds like you are very accustomed to listening to it and letting it guide you. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. The feeling I always get the feeling with Kimberly that you're a soul stepping into your full power. Like you have it's like the world hasn't seen anything yet of what you're about to bring to the world. And also I sent you a thing in your messenger, Kim, about the firefly. Mm-hmm. But basically what I took from the meaning of it is I think you're walking into success. You are creating your own future. And it does talk about redemption in the firefly meaning. And it's like everything you put the effort into, you're now stepping into you've earned it. You know, you're stepping into the reward that you've created for yourself. And it's a really, really good sign. There's a whole bunch of meanings that come through with the firefly, but they're all positive for you, and they're all positive, and they're saying just go for it. You've got that sort of energy that anything you set your mind to, like, you know, don't get in our way, right? Because, you know, you're going to make it happen. And even looking back, you're going to go, I think there's this feeling of like, why didn't I just take that dive sooner? You know, I could have, so don't hesitate, and don't let any doubt creep in. Because what you're doing is going to blossom for you. But I do, I've gotten the image of the wheel, like you as the hub in the middle and all these spokes going outward to the outer wheel, which is all these things that are connected, like the healing modalities, the physical wellness modalities, all these different things, they tie into each other, right? They all make sense. There's a horrible expression, like, how do you eat an elephant, right? And the answer is one bite at a time. So, you know, I know, yuck, but it's like, you know, you get the meaning, right? So you go at this one bite at a time, one thing at a time, and use your inner, use your intuition, like that inner GPS you've got, what's resonating at the time. And even if it doesn't make sense, and it's saying, well, go write some copy for a future ad you might think, and even if you're not doing that tomorrow, if your gut says do that, you know, it's all going to tie in together. And basically it's like the journey of 1,000 miles, right? And you've already taken those single steps have been, and you're leaving a job that had no heart for you, and and daring to dream what would make you really happy, right? So you're on your way, Dorothy. You know, and I just, that's a Wizard of Oz reference, but you're on that yellow brick road and you're following it, you know, and I think we'll have you on as a guest one day when you've got all your wheels rolling there.
Okay.
All right.
That was awesome. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Well, have a beautiful Sunday, and thank you. We'll talk to you soon.
You're welcome. You all have a beautiful Sunday, too. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye, Kimberly.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, I'm not sure, but I think 203 dropped off and then came on again. So we're going to see.
Yes.
Hi, 203. Was that you that dropped off and then came back?
Wow, that never happened. Thank you so much for seeing that. And yes, I did.
Oh my gosh, I knew it was her.
Good. Well, then, good. Well, you.
Oh my gosh, I got it. Hello, ladies. And since I've been on the show a lot, I'll just be quick with a couple
okay,
of questions.
Okay, that's mine, but I picked your card ahead of time because I knew you were coming.
Okay,
did
we get a name?
Oh, wow. It's Pat. Wow. That's
Pat,
nice.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Sorry. What do you think? I'm psychic or something? Okay. That's great. Did you want to share anything, Pat, about Tony, did you want to jump into the card? That's fine. It doesn't matter what order we go in.
It doesn't matter, but I knew Pat was coming. So the first card that came up was the devil, and it's about addiction, a need for liberation. It's just crazy.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's crazy, Pat. It said, release freedom from addiction on the cusp of a breakthrough of liberation, not wanting to see your own role in a negative circumstance. Realize that you are giving your power away, feeling helpless, breaking the chains. Is that what's happening? Is something else going on with your situation?
I don't know if this relates to my son or my... kind of thinking today was what's making me so tired, and I'm looking at medicine, dairy, unfortunately, which would be an addiction. I don't know if it's, you guys can help me. I don't know if it's about my son or me.
I think it's about you.
Okay.
Because the other card I got was exactly the same about being tired about lack of energetic focus, lack of self-discipline, going into the wrong direction, a tendency to speed past some things. The universe constantly gives us the opportunity to become the person we want to be. It's a magical time for you. You just need to push ahead with willpower and determination.
Well, I mean, go ahead.
Yeah, I think it's a message for you. Yeah.
Absolutely. And all that has gone through my head, and it's been everything. And I have to say, the tiredness has affected my life so much that it's affected my will to, not literally, but I think it every day. I can't go on. I'm not living a life, It's affecting me so much that I'm not living a life. And it's everything. Is it my mind? Is it medication from the stroke, high blood pressure medicine? Is it from the stroke? Is it, I've just checked everywhere, and I can't really come up with anything. And today the theme is it dairy, and also what you also said, determination. I've got to push forward. Yet I'm not pushing forward with the exhaustion. But then, am I not? Everything you said is appropriate, and I'm still lost with what to do.
Yeah, I think. What I see is you sitting in the middle of a room and all of these different things are laid out in front of you, and there's just so many, you just don't know where to start.
Right.
I think it's kind of like what Lynn said on the last call, the elephant, eating the elephant, and you have to take one bite at a time. Yeah. So I think maybe what you need to do is get a book. The first thing is to get a piece of paper and a pen and write down what the most important steps are first. Do you need, how much money you need first, whatever's important in your life, what you need to attack first, so it doesn't look so overwhelming and you're getting tired and exhausted.
Okay,
maybe
so
that might help.
Well, that's interesting. Every aspect of my life is in crisis, and maybe that's
mm-hmm.
what's making me so tired. And, you know, to take a priority, they're kind of all neck and neck in a way. And, of course, I can pick one, but I'm just giving feedback. The finances are devastating. The lack of energy is devastating because I can't get myself to exercise, and I definitely need to exercise. And, in fact, I ended up in urgent care with a really messed up knee. And I know if I had been exercising, my limbs would have been much stronger from my ankles up to my hips. So everything's been hit really strongly.
Well,
I guess, you know,
but it all ties together, you know, like
yes.
if you're tired and you can't move because you need to exercise so your bones don't hurt, maybe exercising might be the first one to take 5 minutes and
yeah.
take baby steps walking around the house. Like
yeah.
everything is baby steps that I see that you need to take first, and then it gets better and better as the days go by, you know, and then because if you don't have any energy and you can't walk, then you can't make money or you can't paint.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, and it is baby steps. And I'll share with you, ladies, I have started, and like you say, the determination and the self-discipline, this time I've got to make myself not stop doing it. The five Tibetans, are you familiar with that?
I'm
not. Anybody? Google it. It's quite an amazing thing. Some people say it's a fountain of life, daily mm. exercise, only takes minutes. And that is what I'm once again starting with, and then
good.
Hope to get into. Yeah, I think you'll all be interested in it. It's the five Tibetans, T-I-B-E-T-A-N-S.
Okay,
oh, they're
cool.
old
and
ritual.
Thank you.
Okay. It's old. And you'll find lots of YouTube, you know, videos of how to do it. And it's five simple exercises.
Perfect.
And
awesome.
you build up from 5, 6, 7 up to, I think, 21 of each one. And I don't know, it's a little bit magical. It's ancient knowledge about how what each one affects the body. Anyway, can you just see, is my knee okay, or has there been tearing to it? I'm just hoping that it's going to heal and get stronger.
I don't know. Do you guys have anything? I'm still looking.
No. I can go.
Yeah,
Jessica.
Yeah. This is hi, Pat. This is Jessica. I'm so sorry. And I think this card is probably directly... directly about the question you just asked about your knee, but all of it together as a whole. What I got for you is unconditional love and divine mother. And this card is really about fulfillment for yourself, nurturing yourself
yeah.
in affection.
Right.
Sounds like
yeah.
that's something we've really been talking or pinpointing. Yeah, this card came straight out. So they usually all kind of correlate and will make sense to you. It says, you are a precious child of the universe. The divine mother is present, urging you to open your heart and drink from her cup of unconditional love. You're her beloved and treasured child. Feel her endless flow of divine love streaming towards you. Any self-reflection and self-criticism you may be feeling at this time are wounds inflicted upon you by an unconscious world and are not a part of your divine soul. The Divine Mother is working with your soul to relieve you of these psychic injuries and doubts. Let her restore you to wholeness. Divine Mother's counsel. Accept what is holy and true about you. You are a lovable and much love, child of the universe. The Divine Mother's love is available to you in all ways. Just accept, breathe, relax, and allow her nurturing vibrations to soothe your soul. Ask her to still your doubts and insecurities. The Divine Mother's message to you, you are forever my beautiful and beloved child. And that's the card I got for you. And I think that has just what we were talking about, everything to do with you just really taking that energy that you have going outward and turn it more inward to you to nurture. Yeah. Love yourself.
You know
wow,
what?
That was beautiful.
It is beautiful. And listening to all of you, I realized all the messages you're giving me, I've been struggling to go with all those messages. And I think I got off track. You know, it's a battle sometimes. Sometimes you're really struggling with the darkness. And I think I was just off track, and you're helping me get back on track with all those thoughts and advice. And thank you, ladies. I'm going to go so you can get to other readers. It's always lovely to speak with you.
Hold on for a second, Pat. Pat,
hold
on, Pat. This is Lynn, and I just wanted
to
give you, you can look this up after we hang up, but I want you to look up the star reversed in tarot, in the tarot. Just write star reversed tarot. It is bang on to what you're going through right now. I'll just read you a tiny bit. So the star reversed can mean that you've lost faith and hope in the universe. You may be feeling overwhelmed by life's challenges right now and questioning why you're being put through this. So carry on. I use Biddy Tarot. I like her very much. So whichever is your favorite, but this is where I'm reading. So there's a ton of information. But what I'm going to cut to is that this is like you're being tested, yes. It's not, the universe is still with you, the loving, whatever you want to call it, that loving intelligence that creates our reality is still there, and the divine is always there everywhere. So it's a test of faith a little bit for you. But as you say, all you've done is gone off track. It is no big deal.
Yeah.
Give yourself and go on again. It's like if you fall down 10 times, get up 11. You are one of, I recognize, sorry, it was just a brain fart, but I remembered who you were. And I'm like, it's the talent. It would be terrible to go through this life with your music still in you. Your artwork is a magnificent. Is magnificent.
Yeah.
And there's no reason you shouldn't be getting orders and commissions from people. I think you're on our page, aren't you? Was it a St. Bernard or I can't remember.
It's the St. Bernard. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's on our Enter the Light page, you know, if you want to see Pat's artwork.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, thank you so much.
Well, you got to use everything you've been given, right? And that's what's going to heal you, too. Doing something that is truly something you love. What other people decide, you know, their decisions are their decisions. And even if you're, like, so invested in these people because you're a parent or, you know, they ultimately have to, you know, pilot their own ship. You can't change other people, but you can change yourself. And you know this deep in your heart. So don't worry. You know, keep doing your beautiful work and you know, use the gifts you've been given for this lifetime. And I guarantee you that's going to heal, boy. You're going to feel so much better, right?
I know.
Yeah. Have you got your website up and everything?
It's up. It's interesting. I was just thinking today you were so kind to offer to put information up, and I thought that I needed to send it to you, and I'm thinking, oh gosh, I'm still too exhausted to do it. So thank you for doing it. I have the website up. I don't have contacts other than if you do if you literally send me a message. The phone is still not, it's old. People can reach me through the contact one, and when I get some money together, I'll have someone help me update that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Perfect.
Okay. Yeah. Well, remember to look up the star reversed, okay, because it's got a lot of info, and you're not alone. Yeah.
Thank
that's okay.
You. We love you, Pat. Yeah. We love you, Pat.
I love you.
Take care, hon.
And happy Memorial Day to everybody. Thank you all.
And to you, Pat.
Okay.
Okay. Happy Sunday. Thank you. And keep on calling in, okay, love?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. All right. Now, we're not actually, we don't have a ton of callers this week, but I'm glad we can take a little extra time with people. Oh, 651, you're on the air. Could we get your name, please?
Hi, my name is Christiana. I'm calling from Minnesota.
Okay. Welcome. How are you? Did you have any We're doing fine. It's, you know, I love the energy of this team, and it's all like, you know, like the way birds fly, we're all sort of synced in flight, and it's wonderful when we get together. Did you have anything you'd like to add to the conversation about reincarnation? Do you have any sort of feelings you've been here before?
You know, I do get like a, what they call deja vu sometimes, where I feel like I've done something or been somewhere already or said something, or like I'll feel like a profound connection to somebody, and I would assume that they were in a past life.
Yeah, yeah, you just know them. You don't know how you know, but you do. And yeah, it's an interesting thing. The one person I went to, Alana Clark, is on Facebook, and she does past life regressions, if anyone's looking. But if you people have any more people to recommend, like I know there's people that do that work. It's really interesting to find out, and it also can explain to you know, some of the weird habits we come to this life with. You know, and just okay, that may have a tie-in to where I've been, but. Anyway, Christiana, would you like to ask us a question, or is there something we can look at for you?
Yes, I'm a little confused because I've called into a psychic recently, and I'm being told that I'm going to be successful with my business as a psychic and like a life coach and everything. But I haven't really had much success with it in the past. I've tried getting it going on and off through many years, and it's just I've never been successful. So, and by successful, I mean like bringing in clients and actually being able to make some money doing it. And I'm just wondering what you see surrounding that, if it's actually going to happen for me or not.
Mm-hmm.
Me.
go.
Me.
yeah, oh, Elizabeth Angels is with us too. How lovely. Hello, Elizabeth.
So, Christiana, yes, it's crazy because as soon as you said your name, I got this card for you and I drew a trophy. I also drew a flower because that name reminds me of like an old hippie flower child. Like, I don't know if your parents were hippies or whatever that named you, but that's what my vision is of you. But yeah, I see a trophy. I see badass success, leadership, accomplishment, being seen, being an influencer, victory, optimism, and inspiring others. So my question to you is, what have you done before that you're not doing now that will make you more successful? Like, are you on TikTok? Are you on
TikTok, Facebook, Instagram?
Do you have a website?
Yeah, I do. And I have a page for my business, and I have a group for my business. Mm-hmm. And I post, like, readings, fun little videos, free videos.
And you have a blog?
I do on my website. I kind of gave up on it for a while, all of it, and I'm just now starting again.
Yeah. It says that you shied away from the public's attention and you were hiding your light from the world. It may also indicate that someone who was with you might have taken that away from you or made you feel like you weren't worthy and that you weren't a psychic or you didn't have that kind of information to help other people, but that's not what I'm getting at all. It says that I'm worthy of this success and I am grateful that I am seen. So I think the world is at your feet. You just have to pour more time into it, and whatever the naysayers are saying, you have to stay away from them. You have to stay away from self-doubt. Just keep reading and getting better and better and get rid of the feelings of failure and falling from grace. So it looks to me like the psychic that talked to you was right. It's all up to you.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Does that help at all? I think she was right, because the card that I got is absolutely probably the same thing she got. So.
Yeah, it sounds nice. Thank you.
You're welcome. Jessica or anybody?
Yes, I can go. Let's see. The card I got for you. Hi, Christiana. This is Jessica.
Hi.
And someone beat me to it first, but the card that did a double flip out of my deck for you. The card is discontent, dissatisfaction, seeking, and searching for different conclusions. It also goes on to say, sooner or later, in our evolutionary process, each of us begins to realize that it's not the having that fulfills our soul, but rather it's the act of creating that brings us satisfaction. Contentment in what we've created, no matter how grand, inevitably subsides, and our creative juices once again long to flow. That's why the once ideal partner ceases to be mesmerized, or the perfect job eventually becomes mundane, and the great adventure tedious. Although there's a lot to be said for enjoying what we have now, we must nevertheless respect the fact that our basic nature as creative beings is to create. Without the process, we can't be fully content. Without the, is this making sense so far, Christiana?
I think, basically just the love of creating.
Right. And I think that's where the discontentment is coming from. It says the muses are present. And they call on you now to embrace your creative discontent and undertake new projects. Their message is, see your frustration as a longing to learn more, expand more, dare more, and create more. So I think, you know, this is just an awesome validation of what you were just talking about and kind of where you are in that process. And it sounds like, you know, you're probably feeling a little bit stuck right now or not knowing where to go or what to do or how to progress, maybe a lack of motivation. But this is, you know, your guide in spirit is definitely trying to encourage you to find something creative, even if it's different, like maybe painting or doing something, trying something that you haven't yet before. So that's just what I got for you. Yeah.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah. Marianne, did anything come up?
Yeah, so I got, what's interesting, because I got two cards, and I was like, well, how does that necessitate? But they're both, like, opposite. And then I was listening to Jessica's and Tony's, and I was like, you know, it's the same. So basically what it's saying is that you're ready, but for some reason, it's just not the right time. And it's not that they're saying no, it's just saying not yet. Have patience, because your angels are going to give you a sign when the timing is perfect.
Okay.
So.
That's cool.
So it sounds like you're on the right path, you're where you need to be, but there's just some, it's like there's just some little fine-tuning that's being taken place at the moment. So don't lose faith, keep going, because you're on the right track.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's really, that's kind of interesting, Marianne. That's sort of exactly what came in here. It takes 15 years to become an overnight success, right? So, Christiana, what sort of, what modalities do you work in? Like, are you like a medium? What sort of work do you do? Are you?
I do have some mediumship abilities that I've been developing, mm-hmm. but it's kind of sporadic. So it's just more intuitive and empath.
Mm-hmm.
So I use oracle cards and pendulums, but sometimes I don't even use tools, and I just kind of open myself to information.
Perfect. So you're kind of a work in progress right now, because you have a lot of that you're already working with, that you've already learned. But I see like a vast sort of you've got miles and miles of learning that is going to come to you. And I'm also getting the feeling that the teachers are going to appear for you. Right? So you're doing great. As Marianne said, you're on the right path, absolutely. But don't worry if it's not happening at the speed of light. That doesn't mean it's not working. It doesn't mean that you're failing anything like that. But it feels like you're going to encounter some teachers along the way that are going to encourage you. And actually, if you would let us, this team can be one of your teachers if you want to come on as a guest one day, one show. You're very welcome to.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can, and you just just read for the callers, you know, and it's kind of neat, because when you first start out, you go, how can I ever do this? And then you go, well, you can, because you ask for it and it appears for you. And I think it's just a matter of time when the gap is closed between wanting to do the work and the work coming to you. It's getting there. Just, it's, as corny as it sounds, it's like, how do you get to Carnegie Hall? Practice, practice, practice. So just keep on learning, and expand that your skill set. And you can find us, if you can go on Facebook, just go on Enter the mm-hmm. Light, and just message one of us and just say you'd like to be on the show. I think we've got two shows already booked for the next two weekends, but we'll put you on the nearest available show if you'd like to give your talent a try.
I would like that. It's called Enter the Light.
Enter the Light, yeah. And you can also find us on
a page.
It's a page on Facebook, but you can also find us on the Sacred Embers. Sacred Embers has a group as well. And if you look at the link for the show, all the websites you need are on there listed. So Enter the Light and our Sacred Embers network. You can get in touch with us.
Oh, I see. Enter the Light at Enter the Light Blog Talk Podcast.
Yeah.
That's what I see. Okay, I'll send the message.
Yeah, just let us know, and we're happy to have you on. You can give your talents a try. I think you'll find that it's, something, the more you do it, the more easily it'll come to you. And, you know, it's mm-hmm. never easy. There's days when you're sort of like, I don't know why I do this work and nothing's coming in. And then there's other days where it's just message after message. So, you know, you're pretty much, welcome to the club. We're all sort of like that, mm-hmm. It's certainly not consistent, but some days when it's good, it's great. You know, it really is. So we look forward to talking to you, and we're happy to have you on. Did I miss anybody? You guys all said your little peace on every single day. All right. I just get confused. Okay. Okay, Christina. Well, I hope that helps. And, yeah, I think that's everything I said. Yeah, just keep doing it because, it will get there for you. I guess enjoy the journey, a little bit too. Enjoy the ride as much as you can because it is a learning experience and a gathering experience and you're getting there.
Okay. Well, thank you, everybody.
You're welcome. We'll have you on as soon as I think there's two more shows and then we'll put you on as a guest. If you are into it. Okay.
Yes, I'm excited. Okay.
Awesome. We are fabulous. Have a beautiful Sunday, Christiana. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
Okay. Who's next? I think it's 267. Are you watching the board, Tony, at all? Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, 267. Yep.
Okay. Hi, 267. You're on the air. Could we get your name, please?
Yeah. Hey, it's Blair from Pennsylvania.
Hello, Blair. How are you?
I'm good. Things, I'm having sort of like a resting few days and I've just been, integrating everything that I went through over the months. And, I guess I'm just kind of curious what you guys are picking up. It's interesting, like something that's been coming in for me is just, I'm never going to go back to the way I was, which like that's always the case of what happens when you go through change. But for some reason today, it was like making me cry and make me feel like nauseous. I've had that a lot over like the month, like when all these changes happen. And even like I finally like I went to go look at a house. A couple of days, I think it was yesterday, the days, like, I forget what happens from one day to the next. And it was the first house that I went into that I was like, okay, yeah, this could be my house. And I put in an application for it. But it's so interesting because, like, in the past, I would have been like, that's my house. Please let it be, praying about it, asking, like, other psychics about it. And, like, this time it's like, it's just like, whatever. There's no attachment to it at all. Like I wrote the owners like a letter just to introduce myself. Cause there's like competition these days for rentals as well as like home buying houses. And like energetically it feels like that's my house, but also like there's just no attachment because I'm so used to like this whole month, going in one direction. And then all of a sudden, things change and then it's like, okay, I've outgrown that and now we're on to the next. So I don't want any predictions about the house, please, but I'm just interested what you're picking up because it's such a sort of, it feels so transient. Granted, we're never in control of anything, even if we think we are, but like my life is just, I don't know. It's just so different. I have no attachments to anything really because I've learned over the last month that you can't. Things are constantly, like, things have been constantly changing in my life. So,
I was just making a remark that it sometimes it feels like all we can do is hang on and take the ride. We certainly aren't steering. Yeah, for sure. Let's see, Blair. This is Lynn. Sorry. I just have to look up the card that I pulled for you, which is the Eight of Pentacles reversed. So if anyone wants to jump in, I'll just see what this one brings in for us.
I can jump in for you if you want.
Okay, thanks, Tony. Yeah.
Hi, Blair. So what I got is new ideas, the seed of potential, the arrival of inspiration, illumination, intense creativity. It's like, I think in order for you to move forward, it's time to find your place. So where if this house, and you said we don't have to comment on the house, but if the house is coming to fruition, I think that you're going to feel uninspired and start getting blocks if you don't find your place.
Well, just to clarify, I'm not I'm saying yes to everything, but it's like my soul just kind of pulls things in and out. So, mm-hmm. yeah, I would take this place. I like it. It felt comfortable to me. So mm-hmm. it's just a matter of hearing back from the people and, you know, things falling into place with that.
Yeah, I think that could be the seed of your future, might be that house if it goes through.
Yeah. So, well, it's one potential, for sure.
Yeah. So, Jessica or Marianne?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, Blair. This is Jessica.
Hey.
I got this card, kind of did a double flip right out of my deck for you, but it says ask for guidance. And I'm thinking, sounds like that's what she's doing. So, you know, but then it goes on to say, be mindful that you are not on this journey alone. It can seem that way at times, but there are many souls, not only on the earth plane, but the spiritual realms, who have your best interest at heart and are always eager to help. To do is just reach out and ask. When moments arise that are difficult and you feel that you need help making a correct decision or in your choices, assistance is always there. This was the agreement before your our incarnation. Whether you are consciously aware of it or not, there are several ways to connect with your guides through contemplation, meditation, prayer, or asking for contact in the dream state. Your connection to the wisdom of your guides is omnipresent. It is your job to find the best way for you to receive it. Guides and other teachers work closely with you, and they understand your physical habits and mental processes so that they can steer you in the right direction. Besides personal assistance, they also have the ability to influence earthly circumstances for your benefit. There are many beings surrounding you from many realms, such as philosophers, sages, wise men, scholars, and masters who no longer require incarnation on this earth school. Asking for help is not perceived as a weakness. In fact, just the opposite is true. It is the fully aware human who acknowledges and accesses his or her connection to the spirit realm. Make it a daily ritual to ask your guides to go before you on your earthly path and show you the way. Oh, that's beautiful. I love that. And maybe it was just, this came out for you to just maybe remind you, you know, we don't have to walk alone. We're never alone. And that, you know, you can ask. You can, if you need help with anything, they're right there. And I think it was just a reminder for you.
Yeah, I definitely am in communication with them. I think, again, the main thing for me, I mean, I definitely do feel like I'm going to be settling in a house like very soon, just because it just feels like the end of my journey of being on the road.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And also like the food that I had in my, like that I was carrying around with me in my car, like basically I'm getting guidance to just eat it all, which means like basically you're done here. So,
yeah.
But like I've learned, I think like a big thing that I've learned so many lessons over this last month, but, I've learned to not, like, I just keep going back to, like, thinking of how, like, I would want something and then ask for it. And, like, you kind of, like, try to, like, you put your energy into it that you, like, really want it so bad. And, like,
mm-hmm.
I don't have that anymore, you know? Like, I left the house. It felt good. It was in the area that I wanted all along. And it's, like, whatever's in the best and highest good. Like, you guys know I want my house. And like, and that's the end of it. Like, I don't obsess on it anymore. It's not like, it's just, it's really an incredible experience that I had, but it definitely has felt like I was on a ride and like, and like I keep thinking like Epcot Center or like Disneyland that you get on like some sort of like ride and then you can't get off until like it's actually over. Like you're in one room and then you're flipped into another room and then like you're in another room. That's how my experience has been this last month. So mm-hmm. I mean, for a while I thought I was buying a trailer, like, and I was praying about that and hoping for it and trying it. And then it was like, Spirit was like, yeah, you could go do it. And then it was like, nope, on to the next. That's not your highest good anymore. We're not doing that. So.
Yeah.
Well, so did we, have we heard from everyone? I don't think Marianne has.
Marianne
yeah,
hasn't
I didn't
spoken.
Have, yeah, I found the same thing that you guys did, which was really cool. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, very same thing.
So Blair, the Eight of Pentacles has a lot of different meanings. So if you look it up, look up the Eight of Pentacles reversed. But what jumped out for me was refers to perfectionism. Letting yourself adapt to what you're getting as opposed to what you're envisioning. I'm getting that Stone song in my head. You can't get what you want necessarily, but you get what you need. And I feel like just let go, let it develop the way it's meant to develop, and you'll find in hindsight that it was something that you hadn't even anticipated that is coming in for you in good. I'm also getting the image of rubber boots, you know, like rubber Wellington boots that farmers wear and stuff like that. Are you trying to get into back to the land a little bit there?
Yeah, I love that. Yeah, I have horse boots like that. And like, yeah, it's actually like these people are farmers who own the house. And,
wonderful.
I meet a lot of farmers, and I love that. That's what I wanted my experience to be out here. And yeah, I want to be with more people who are of the land. Exactly. I love
perfect.
That.
Well,
that's what I want to
feels like
today. That's in the field. Yeah.
Yeah. Feels like that's what you're going to get, and it's what you need.
Yep.
So the patience. Yeah. Is I'm sorry. Am I cutting anyone off there?
No.
Oh, okay. I'm hearing things. Okay. So, yeah, no, Blair, I think just be patient and don't throw expectations out there so much as receive what's happening. Like, just go with the changes of your journey and know that it is going to take you to where you need to be. So, yeah. Yeah, I just love the rubber boots. I think you're going to be finding your way in nature's chain very soon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah,
and that's been coming up a lot as far as like that. I was having that realization as far as let me just kind of take what I'm given, you know, or like receive what I'm given by spirit. Like that
absolutely.
Has been, and then like someone had pulled a card for me. I don't know when that was, but had said that whole thing about like the compromise that it's not. You know, I was just like sort of joking with my guides. Like it was either like yesterday or the day before. And I was like, you guys told me not to settle. Like that's sort of like the joke of this journey in a way.
Mm-hmm.
This is how the journey started was they were like, don't settle. So I went on that. And then I was like, okay, now we're a month into this or 3 weeks into this or whatever. And I'm just happy with whatever. And it's like, well, I guess we are going to be settling, but it's like not really, you know, not really like, but it's an interesting lesson because, and I've seen other houses and I was saying to my guides, please, I was saying to my body too, like, please let me like this house. And like every single house was like, no, no, no. And then yesterday was the first house that I went into that I was like, yeah, I can live here. Like it's not everything that I wanted, but like it's creative and artsy and in the woods and like I could live here, you know, like if that's what you guys are giving me. And also like where I'm in my hotel now, like I've been walking around the neighborhood and it's a very like suburban sort of I guess I would normally call it like maybe like sort of boring living, but I was like, oh, the houses are cute here and there's land and like I could live here too. And I was like, really? That's what you're going to go after this whole journey? You're going to just get a regular house? You wanted like an artsy, creative, this, that, the other house. And I was like, ah, I don't know if I really care about it anymore. I just want my house. The end. I was like, yep. Okay, it's an interesting journey. So.
Well. Yeah, you're getting what you need. And I don't think, yeah, the settling is not moving into a place you don't like. You know, you avoided doing that. And so this is actually receiving what is, you know, in your highest good. So enjoy, you know, and get the rubber boots on and start, you know, getting your hands in the earth. Yeah, there's so much to be enjoyed, you know, and the nature is going to be so good for you. Having the nature.
Oh, I love it. I absolutely love it. So, yeah. Do you happen to see, like, these people that I wrote a letter to, I mean, I'm not asking about the house, but do you see them, like, hiring me for some work? Because it kind of seems like that's the theme. Like, I keep meeting these people who have, like, these estates. And then I'm like, oh, maybe I'll rent from you. And I always pass forward my information because I do work with animals, healing work with animals. And I know that's like always like sort of the internal thing of like, I'm like, well, maybe, you know, maybe they'll hire me. Maybe we'll work together. Are you picking up anything about them?
I wouldn't hesitate to bring up the subject. Absolutely. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't wait for them to come to you. I just, you know, put the idea out there. And, yeah, that's where you can, you know, start it up yourself. You know, like just don't hesitate to mention that you're interested, you know, especially with animals and whatnot, for sure.
Yeah, I did. I gave them my website. I didn't meet them directly. I met the realtor. But when I wrote the letter, I included my website. And I know that they raise a bunch of different types of animals. So, to be continued. We'll see what happens. I think this is going to be a really good week for me. I could just feel it.
That's fabulous, Claire. Yeah, no, it's always an interesting something or other right around the corner. So, you know, and don't forget, as spirit brings you what you need and what brings you to where you want to be and need to be, remember to say thank you.
Hi. I will.
Lauren, okay. I'm doing my radio show. Oh, okay.
Hey, Siri, we've got extra people on the line or something here. Anyway, Blair, let us know how it goes, love, and just enjoy.
Yeah, I will. Yes. Have a good rest of the day.
You too, hon. Oh, sorry, Blair. That's my bad. I cut
Thanks,
you off.
Thanks, Blair. You're fine. You're good.
It's terrible. Yeah, that's everything me being a bad operator. Okay. 917. Is it 917, Tony?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Here we go. Hi, 917. You're on the air. Can we get your name, please? Okay. Whoops.
Oh, we lost 917, I think.
Oops. Okay. Well, we've got one more caller, and that's fine. As you know, we're winding down here, so we'll bring 626 on. Hi, 626. We've got you're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Oh, hi. I'm just. Oh, it's Taryn. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Taryn.
It's Tony's
just
friend, Taryn. Hi. Yeah. I just. Listening to support and to hear what you lovely ladies have to say.
Sure. Did you have a question that you wanted to ask? Is there something you're wondering about in particular?
Nothing that I've prepared. I'm not really great on the spot. I heard that you say that you're wrapping up and that I'm last, huh?
Oh, no. We've still got 15 minutes. And if we need to, we can extend it. You're maybe the last caller, but, you know, we saved the best for last. So there you go.
I was just thinking that I I didn't want you guys to, you know, go out of your way or anything for me, but I just rang in, and I always get something positive out of what you guys say.
So, Karen,
I'm ready.
Oh, I just want to say to Karen,
yeah,
hello? Sorry.
Yes,
I just wanted to say I'm seeing a whole basket of kittens. What the heck? Are you a cat fancier?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
oh my
so
gosh.
Funny. I actually run a pet company.
Oh, really? Because it looks like, yeah, you know, the cat lady starter kit. There's just a whole box of kittens looking up at me. Well, isn't that fabulous?
Oh, my gosh, that's so funny.
Yeah.
I just got a chill.
Well, yeah.
I guess
I'm
in the right place.
Yeah, beautiful. Okay, sorry, I didn't mean to jump in, but whoever was going to go right ahead.
Well, I just wanted to say about Taryn. So Taryn is amazing. She is an amazing baker, and she's very good at social media. And we've been friends for a while. We worked at CORE together, but Taryn is helping me get my website going. So we kind of push each other. She's a great kid.
Yeah,
and she has a pet business, so that's really funny that you would say that, Lynn.
Oh, I always welcome an image like that. It was the cutest thing. It's just, hello, kitty.
I love
you know?
That. I'm so happy because, you know, I was, like Tony said, I run the pet business. The pet business has been first and foremost for the past about 7-8 years, and recently because of inflation and, you know, the topsy-turvy turns and ins and outs of COVID, I have taken some dips. So I started, I got licensed, and I started a home baking company as well. So I'm trying to get that running, but I'm still doing the pet business mostly. So it's kind of interesting that comes up first. It's a little bit of a just reassurance that I'm doing the right things and that I'm in the right place, because those are sometimes the question I question, you know, if I should be doing more or if I should be doing something else.
Oh, no, I think you're right where you need to be. I love that you've added baking. And I should ask you guys, because since you're all from the USA and I'm from Canada and nobody has heard, do you guys know what butter tarts are?
I don't. That
I
sounds
don't.
Like an English thing.
Crickets. Oh, my God. Well, no, but I was just going to say, you know, butter tarts are, perhaps they're just Canadian, but they're the most absolutely decadent thing you've ever eaten. And there's one of those big, there's a thing, I'm going to put something about them on our little Facebook page, because I can't believe it.
Cool.
Like, you guys, you're missing something if you're missing butter tarts. And
Yeah, I might volunteer to bring those to the U.S. for sure. I'll make anything.
Yeah, because I have a friend. Yeah, she makes like 200. She gets up early. She makes 200 a day, and she's sold out by 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Wow.
They are like people just and there's a huge controversy. Do you do it with raisins or without raisins? It's as crazy as the pineapple on pizza controversy. But should look up. I don't know why, but it just brought to mind, no, butter tart. I'm talking to Elizabeth in the chat room.
Yeah,
so butter tarts. And they're, you know, whatever your favorite pastry is, and then it's like this gooey, caramelly, butterscotchy, gooey stuff, and it's got this little foamy top that you just run your finger and go, some people like with raisins, some people don't. And, you know, and people get religious about that. But you should look up butter tarts and just introduce them to the States, because you guys are missing out. Anyway,
I will, because my specialty is cinnamon rolls. And it's kind of funny you say the argument about raisins or not. I do without raisins in my cinnamon rolls, but I'm definitely willing to integrate try out those butter tarts, because I've never heard of them, and it might be really fun to start that trend over here.
Oh yeah, they're just
the reason why we answered. There's a reason why she got on the channel, had a question. Yeah. I mean, the reason why her number came up.
Yeah, you get a recipe when you call in for our show. It's fabulous. But I'll find either an article or a recipe and pop it on our page, and you can just go nuts because, boy, I can't believe it's such a cultural difference. But man, they're just fabulous, and everyone should have one before they go home again. You know, so
great. One thing the Canadians and the Americans definitely agree on is donuts.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. And that's the thing.
We love our donuts.
Yeah, and your baking business, you know, you're offering such a lovely comfort food to people. I think you're going to do well in both of your ventures. I really do. Butter tart.
Oh, that's so nice to hear, and it's so nice to talk to you because I was missing you a few times, and I had wanted to hear you and connect with you and that, so I'm really glad to talk to you today.
Oh, that's wonderful. Lynn. Did Mary Ann, did you?
I met Lynn.
Yeah,
Mary Ann knows Taryn, too. Mary Ann knows Taryn.
Oh, really?
Oh, is Mary Ann there? Oh, hi, Mary Ann.
Yeah. Yep, she's being very quiet, but she's there doing her.
No.
Oh, has she dropped?
I think she dropped. Yeah, but
that's
Jessica.
That's why she's quiet.
But
Jessica.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Jessica's on. Karen hasn't met Jessica. Go ahead, Jessica.
Hi, Taryn. I'm Jessica, and it's really interesting. This card came out one other time today during the show, but it's something that you need to hear as well. And the card is about unconditional love and Divine Mother. It's about fulfillment and nurturing and affection. And when this card comes out, it usually talks about that we are nurturers by nature, and we give so much of that out, and we nurture other things or situations or like in your case, you know, beautiful, precious animals. But, you know, again, the universe wants to remind us that we're all precious children, and that this card usually indicates nurturing, you know, taking just a little bit of time for yourself to nurture yourself specifically, individually, if that makes sense.
Yes, it does, and I appreciate that. That was, I struggle a bit emotionally, and I get lost in, like you said, nurturing for others, and I tend to forget about myself along the way, and yeah, it's definitely a good reminder, so thank you very much.
And that's what it is.
Yeah, you needed
absolutely.
That, Taryn. That was good for you.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. Last week what I did was I was at, I was just inside too much, and I remembered, like, I need to get with nature. And I went and I got with nature for just a few hours because I didn't have very long, and it just replenished me. Like, I couldn't believe. And I need to remind myself that that's the kind of nurturing and self-care. Doesn't cost anything, and it's just a little bit of time to just, you know, drive a little ways and get with nature and get like a forest bath.
Very, very wise. Best medicine
absolutely.
Going. Yep. Wow. So have we missed anyone? I'm all sort of, no, Marianne sort of dropped off there.
Marianne's gone, yeah. No, I think we're done. Yeah.
Okay, well, that's fabulous.
Oh, is 203, is that Pat, 203, or
yes.
Is that a new caller?
Yes.
That's Pat.
We can check.
Yeah.
We can check
okay.
If you want. Just a minute. It's not coming up. That's weird.
Sorry, let me see. Hi, is this Pat?
It is Pat, yeah. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay. Hi, Pat. Thank you. Okay.
Well, that's fabulous. I'm just posting a classic butter butter tart recipe on the Enter the Light page. So everybody should.
Yes,
just,
I'm on that page.
Okay, well, it's I'm just seeing it now. I hope it went on.
Great. And thank you, Jessica. Nice to talk to you as well.
Thank you. You too.
Doesn't Karen have a nice voice? She's got a great voice.
Karen's lovely. Thank and she comes with such kitten energy, cat energy, and wonderful energy. That's fabulous. So,
kitten energy.
She's a kitty cat.
Kitten energy. Oh, yeah. No, I loved it. It's such a nice... There's something about a whole box of kittens that, you know, is just like the best. You
know?
If you're not if you're more of a dog person, a box of puppies, you know, but whatever, it's just sort of, you know, you don't mind having come back to Earth for another go around if there's kittens and puppies and, know.
Elizabeth wants you guys to pick a card for her.
Okay. Yep.
Before
there
we
you
leave,
go.
You and Jessica. Yep.
Okay, no problemo. Yeah, let's see. I'm using the Servants of the Light deck, which is a pretty old archaic deck. So it took me 3 years to start working with this deck before it would trust me.
Who is this card draw for?
This is Elizabeth.
Yeah,
go ahead.
It's for Elizabeth. She's in the chat, Jessica.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow, this card came flying out. It says, this card says, like attracts like. And this card goes on to say, card represents a major tenet of wisdom that the guides would like to impart for you. The law of attraction tells you that whatever energy you focus your awareness on, that is the energy you will manifest. You are the creator of your reality. It may seem like just straightforward advice, but life on this earth plane is filled with fear in its many disguises. The day-to-day distractions that prevent you from focusing on love and compassion can lead you down a road of anxiety, tension, or stress. If you want love and joy in your life, you must expect love and joy in your life. If you were to live by the basic truth, you would learn to be mindful of your daily life choices and their consequences. In this physical dimension, easy to give into the fear and the anxiety, but you must realize that it will be those energies that you attract to yourself. You must make a conscious effort to turn the fear-based energies that you are creating with your mind into thoughts of compassion, forgiveness, and understanding, mercy, tolerance, and service. No one can ever escape this law, for it rules supreme. Like any regiment, this takes practice. If this card appears for you, be on the lookout for an event that may create stress. Consciously acknowledge it. Focus on the solution that can turn that energy into a positive outcome. Oh, and that is the card that I got for Elizabeth today.
Okay, fabulous. I had a couple of things come in for you, Elizabeth, and one was the Seven of Wands reversed. And that talked to me about feeling a little bit tired. And let me just see if I can pull up the website again. I have a very slow device here, so you have to bear with me. Okay. So it feels like it says external pressure is weighing you down a little bit, like an exhaustion, giving up, overwhelmed. And yeah, I hope that's not the case for you, Elizabeth, but it does. I also get a feeling, just a feeling coming in of the same thing with the doubt that you were talking about. So I think that just sort of validates what was coming in for you. But don't forget, your business, the work you've done, is a very competitive one. And if your self-esteem is at all wobbly doing the work you do, because I know you are an actress, you know, that's probably a lot of it is sort of that sort of unnecessary self-doubt that comes in being in competition with other people and stuff like that. So that feels like that's something you can just say, be gone. You have no power here. Because you don't need, so even if you're weary, this card urges you to keep fighting for what you believe in. Stand strong, own your position, and don't change who you are just to keep others happy. And don't worry if it feels like everybody is perpetually criticizing you, your family or friends question your choices, et cetera, et cetera. And they should just shut up, let you be you. Seven of Wands reversed serves as a reminder you will not always win everyone over. There will still be challenges and oppositions to your point of view, and you can't keep everyone happy all the time. So draw your line in the sand and say, this is who I am. This is what I need right now. There can be no compromise or negotiation at this stage. Stand your ground with determination and courage. So if you're overwhelmed with challenges and responsibilities or you're feeling snowed under, you're asked to look at the bigger picture and eliminate what is not necessary in your life. Cut any ties, any cords that are bringing unnecessary bad energy or toxic energy. If it's not serving you, sweep it out the door. And don't worry about conflict. Don't back down too easily. If somebody challenges you or opposes you, don't just compromise or give in. Stand up for yourself. It's one thing I remember Ryan always saying, you know, what other people think of us is none of our business. And I think you should like rise up to your full power. And I love Glinda for you, just sort of, you have no power here, be gone. And just tell them to bugger off. Excuse my French. I hope that helps, Elizabeth. You're very strong and wonderful, and believe that every day. You know, don't let other people determine your worth. Gets you into trouble. But you know what? Speaking your truth is never good. The truth is the one thing that never varies, right? And it's not your problem if they don't like it. It's their problem. Let them deal with it. And, you know, if you have to create some distance so they can deal with it without bugging you, just, you know, speak your truth quietly and clearly. And if they don't like it, well, that's not your problem. But keep kicking. But do we... And now have another caller. Should we just bring that person on quickly?
Yeah, we do. We have an 805 number.
Sure, we can do. Is everybody still firing on all eight cylinders?
Okay. Yeah, I'm firing on like seven, but I'm good.
That's okay. Okay. Well, 805, you're on the air. Can we get your name, please? Hi, 805. Are you with us?
Can I get you anything?
Hello?
Alexa,
I'm not...
stop. What?
Is this 805? Yeah. Are you
relaxing,
hello?
Huh?
No, she must be listening, I guess. I don't know. She's on the phone.
Alrighty. Well, not a worry. That was fun. And I did post that butter recipe on our page. So, yeah, everyone give that a go. What else do we just need to give out? Marianne isn't with us anymore. So if you want to find Marianne, it's Marianne Adams on Facebook. Tony, how can people find you?
So you can find me on Facebook. It's Toni Jorgensen, and it's my grandson and I blowing a kiss. Or you can email me at Toni, T-O-N-I-K-J, 4244 at gmail.com, or message me on Instagram at Toni KJ or Twitter, same handle. Thank you.
Fabulous. Okay. And Jessica, how can we find you and Jaden, Mr. Jaden?
Yeah. You can find me on Facebook under Jessica Marie Tatro. You can also find me in the Sacred Embers website, Enter the Light, as well. And our Facebook group called Jaden's Way Speaks from Heaven, you can find us in that group as well.
Mm-hmm. That's a lovely group. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm Lynn Bleasdale, and you can find me at lbleasdale.wixsite.com/Lynn. I'm also on Facebook, Lynn Bleasdale, and you can find all of us at sacredembershow.wixsite.com/love. I have got to add Toni and Marianne to the site, but I will do that tonight. And yeah, Sacred Embers is the group, is our network group, and Enter the Light is our page. So if you want to message us, or if you'd like to come on the show and give your abilities a try, we love having guests, so just get in touch with us. Anything else we want to add, guys? I'm trying to think. If you have been reincarnated and you're here for another round and you're going, why did I agree to this? Just remember, you came back. You came back for a reason. And even if it doesn't make sense in the physical, it does make sense to spirit, and you will figure it out at some point. So don't give up, guys. You know, it's, what is that line from Desiderata? For all its sham and drudgery, it is still a beautiful world. So keep the faith, guys. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling in. And thank you to this amazing, beautiful team. You guys, I love working with you.
Thanks.
Happy Sunday.
You too. Thanks. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, much more than I never knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.